This is Sarah Reith with Promise of Paradise, Back to the Land, Oral Histories of Mendocino County. Today we'll hear from Renee Vineyard, a physician's assistant who now lives in Ukiah. She was working in the fisheries in Alaska before she came to Mendocino County with a man in 1976.
And ended up staying in Navarro. We lived in a homemade camper built on the back of a flatbed truck. It was pretty cool. There was a tree farm in Navarro, and we would take these pallets of trees and go up in the woods and plant trees. They were plugs, and we'd just use a hodad, and we'd make a little hole, pull it back, take a plug, put the plug in, put the... I wasn't real good at it. I'm not made for running up and down hills in the woods. I loved it, but I really wasn't very good at it. We got paid by the plug, and I don't think I made a lot of money. Ultimately, I met Diane Padgett, who did home births, and I was drawn to this, and just the back to the land, to the home births, you know, taking your care into your own hands. And so I started attending home births with her, and then spread out through a couple of years, and then I was attending my own, I called them clients, never patients. And because we lived in a camper up on land without electricity and such, we had a CB radio. And so what people would do when they needed to contact me at night is they'd call the old Floodgate store. And Butch Paula owned it at the time, and he and his wife would radio up to me, to my CB at night. It's fun to think about these days. You know, and you go off and you sit with someone through their labor, be up in someone's upstairs with the other midwife, and just talking and hanging out and waiting for the babies, and it was quite good.
What was your most memorable birth?
This is a crazy story. Mary Ellen Black was a physician on the coast, did home births and hospital, and she called me one day and she said, there's a young woman alone going to have a home or a hospital birth in Boonville. I think she's in labor, but I'm not sure. Would you mind going to Boonville and checking her? So I go to Boonville. I wasn't in a hurry because it sounded like it was maybe false. And when I got there, this woman is in full-on labor. And I called Mary Ellen and I said, Mary Ellen, this baby's going to be born here or in the car. And she says, I'm on my way. And so I got everything ready, but I had just been to a birth a few days before, so I didn't have everything, but I had enough. And she had two friends there. So, you know, the labor's going along nice in the bedroom, and I ask her friend, I don't know if I should use his name, but I'll use Virgil as a name. And I said, would you go warm up some oil on the stove and some hot water? And he went in and put the oil in a pan on a electric burner on high. Well, it caught fire. And then he put it under the sink and to put it out, and it spewed up and caught the curtains on fire. So I'm in the bedroom with this laboring woman, and I see the reflection of flames on the wall. And I told Virgil's wife, call 911. Virgil, go put your hand under cold water, you know. And that night at the fire department in Boonville, they were having a meeting. And so not only a few people came, but like the whole fire department came to the house. And we were right behind the fire department, so it didn't take long. So I'm in the bedroom and telling this woman to blow, don't push, you know, let's delay this a little bit. And her labor completely stopped. In nature, if an animal is in danger, their labors will stop until the danger passes. So anyway, this woman goes off with her husband in an ambulance to get the burns checked. I have all these people in the living room that are fire people. They put the fire out. And I asked one of the older women to come in with me till Mary Ellen got there, you know. And the baby was born. The baby was very dusky. she pinked up pretty fast, which is what you want. It turned out okay, but the reality was, you know, if it hadn't, I didn't have forceps with me, and if Mary Ellen hadn't got there, I would not have had an easy way to cut that cord. And, not forceps, but clips. Anyway, baby turned out fine, and 20 years later, I got a letter from her mother, the baby's mother, inviting me to her graduation from nursing school. You know, I was like, wow. Anyway, that's probably one of my most memorable, but it wasn't, you know, one that I had planned.
This is Sarah Reif with Promise of Paradise, Back to the Land, Oral Histories of Mendocino County. We just heard from Renee Vineyard. You can catch short excerpts of this program during the news hour on Thursdays and half-hour episodes at 3:30 on Thursday afternoons. Promise of Paradise is supported by the National Endowment for the Humanities, California Humanities, the Arts Council of Mendocino County, the Judy Pruden Historical Preservation Fund of the Community Foundation of Mendocino County, the Mendocino Institute, Story Center, and the Grace Hudson Museum.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear.